Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, May 27th. You'll be interested to know. 88 years ago today, in 1937, the magnificent Golden Gate Bridge opened to pedestrian traffic in San Francisco, California. This engineering marvel, spanning the Golden Gate Strait, connected the city to Marin County and stood as the longest and tallest suspension bridge of its time. Its completion symbolized human ingenuity and determination, overcoming numerous challenges to create an iconic structure that continues to inspire and awe people worldwide. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 56 degrees with 6 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:28, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 7 a.m., giving way to sunny skies and a high near 77 with a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy conditions with a low around 56 and gentle winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Tuesday will be at noon with a low tide at 6. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 57 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Wednesday with a high near 74 and light southwest winds. A slight chance of rain showers is possible overnight. Thursday brings mostly cloudy skies with a high near 68 and a 50% chance of rain. Rain is likely Thursday night with lows around 58. Friday has a chance of rain showers with a high near 75 and partly sunny skies. Saturday continues the trend with a high near 73 and a chance of rain. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows around 53 to 59. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, Massachusetts' newly implemented millionaire's tax may be prompting some of the super wealthy to leave the state. Following the approval of a 4% surcharge on incomes exceeding $1 million, many affluent individuals are considering relocating to states like Florida, which has no income tax. Paul Karger, managing partner at Twin Focus in Boston, reports that around half of his family office clients are contemplating leaving Massachusetts. While predictions of a mass exodus remain unverified, concerns about lost revenue and a potential brain drain are growing. Initial reports indicate a slight increase in millionaires residing in the state, although critics challenge these findings. Now on to sports. Aaron Rodgers has hinted strongly that he may soon sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers. During a recent Q&A event, when asked about playing for the Chicago Bears, Rodgers quickly responded, "No," and mentioned an upcoming game involving a team that plays in Chicago. Fans noted that the Steelers faced the Bears at Soldier Field in Week 12. While some speculated about the New Orleans Saints, Rodgers ruled that out, stating he did not want to live in Louisiana. With the Steelers aggressively pursuing him, it seems Rodgers' decision may be imminent, potentially marking a new chapter in his career. In local sports, yesterday afternoon in Milwaukee, the Red Sox were edged out by the Brewers 3-2. Romy Gonzalez's solo shot wasn't enough as Garrett Crochet took the loss with 4 strikeouts over 6 innings. The Sox managed 7 hits, but the Brewers capitalized early with Jackson Chourio's leadoff homer. Despite a late ninth inning push with Duran's RBI single, Milwaukee's strong defense held firm, leaving the Sox at 27-29. Tonight, the Sox face off against the Brewers again in Milwaukee for Game 2 of this 3-game series. Aaron Civale takes the mound for the Brewers with a 9.00 ERA. First pitch is at 7:40 under partly cloudy skies and a cool 59 degrees. In top news, Congressman Joe Neguse recently joined The Weeknd to address the brazen corruption surrounding former President Donald Trump's cryptocurrency dinner held last week. He highlighted the issues within the event and emphasized how Democrats are actively pushing back against the Republican Party's proposed bill, which includes significant budget cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program and Medicaid. As the political landscape evolves, Neguse's comments shed light on the ongoing conflicts between parties, aiming to protect essential social programs for those in need. In business news, the struggling rooftop solar industry faces a potentially fatal blow after the House of Representatives passed a tougher version of President Trump's expansive tax and spending package. This bill ends rich renewable energy credits, with credits for rooftop solar and battery storage terminating this year. Analysts warn this marks the end of residential solar as it exists today, leading to significant stock drops in companies like Sunrun, which fell 37%. Industry leaders urge the Senate to reconsider, emphasizing that home solar benefits the electric grid and contributes to energy independence. The fight over clean energy continues amidst rising electricity demand. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 4% to $109,000. Ethereum is up 0.5% to about $2,600. And Goatsys Maximus is down 2% to 15 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. During a severe heat wave in 2023, scientists off the coast of Papua New Guinea made a surprising discovery about clownfish. Researchers measured the sizes of 134 of these iconic orange and white fish over several months and found that most shrank, in some cases by a few millimeters. Lead researcher Melissa Versteeg noted, "We were so surprised to see shrinking." Although the exact mechanism is unclear, this adaptation may help clownfish survive rising ocean temperatures. The study adds complexity to the ongoing challenges faced by marine ecosystems, highlighting the resilience of these creatures amid climate change. And in entertainment news, Jon Hamm is stepping back into the spotlight with his lead role in Apple TV Plus, Your Friends and Neighbors, marking his first television series lead in a decade. Known for his iconic character, Don Draper, Hamm has explored various roles since, including comedic parts and dramatic performances. He expresses contentment with his career path, stating, "I just wanted to work," emphasizing the importance of surrounding himself with talented collaborators. As Your Friends and Neighbors gains cultural interest, Hamm reflects on his growth, saying, "I love being 50 and appreciates the opportunity to tell stories that resonate with audiences." Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and philosopher, Ralph Waldo Emerson. And he said, "What lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.